The European Union is working on a plan to reopen its borders for the summer tourist season, but maybe not to Americans. Joining us now from Paris is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Jeremy.
So they're trying to come up with a list of countries from which people will be allowed in. What is the criteria for making that list?
Well, they were still determining the criteria this week. They're going to be meeting tomorrow, you know, all 27 heads of the EU really going to hash this out together. What they're looking for are countries with sort of similar infection rates as the EU. And in the EU right now, 16 out of 100,000 people are being infected by the coronavirus. And in the U.S., it's 107 people out of 100,000. So basically seven times as many. And as we know, Jeremy, the U.S. has, you know, more than 2 million cases, the highest in the world right now. You know, Europe, the EU, is actually the world's biggest tourist destination. 2 million Americans come every month in the summer, and so they would like to have them, and the EU is trying to salvage a bit of a summer season, but it doesn't look good right now.
Well, and the U.S. and Brazil, then, based on that criteria, would not make that list. Americans would not be allowed in this summer to the EU.
That's right. That's exactly what would happen. Now, they're going to a French official who's deeply involved in these negotiations spoke yesterday, and he said every 2 weeks they would reassess the list. You know, they're going to be looking at, you know, the overall trend of cases, but also a country's response, you know, how they're meeting it through testing, surveillance, tracing, containment. And, you know, because these countries in the EU really shut down. France was really completely closed for two straight months. And it's really been sort of, it's not been uniform in the U.S. Many states didn't close. Others did. It's completely all over the place. So there's not like a uniform response to it. There's been talk of sort of a bubble, a Western Pacific bubble of like Australia, New Zealand, people with similar infection rates being able to come in. But we just don't know yet who's going to be on that list of who can come in and who can't.
Well, when it comes to COVID-19 in Europe at this point, I noticed Italy, which of course was one of the hardest hit countries early on, only reported about 200 cases yesterday, new cases, while the U.S. reported nearly 40,000. Does it feel in Europe, where you are, like it's close to over?
You know, it really does. I mean, I actually have to remind myself sometimes that, oh, wait, we're still in this threat. We still, and there are ads on the radio, public service announcements saying the virus is still out there. But Jeremy, all the cafes and restaurants have opened, parks have opened. I mean, aside from the fact that everyone's wearing masks in public transport, in all stores, and a lot of people in the street, everything feels kind of normal right now, but there is talk about a second wave, and so that's why the EU wants to be very careful about just opening its borders and letting in people who could spread the virus, but because they do not want to have to shut down again and go through what they went through, all the deaths. I mean, it was just horrible.
The Eiffel Tower actually opened for the first time in more than 100 days this week, right?
It did. That was its longest closure since World War II. It reopened, but you will have to walk up if you want to go. And the top is now shut. Yeah, a lot of people are taking it as a challenge, actually. And, you know, they're not allowing, you know, they're allowing like 4,000 visitors a day instead of 20,000. And you have to walk up, you know, everyone going up the East Pillar and down the West Pillar. And, you know, you have to wear a mask. So things that life has changed, but it, you know, it's very hot, warm here. Summer, people are out. It kind of feels normal, but it's not quite normal.
That is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.